Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. Learn roughly an Amid a day in Mitzvah Hashem to finish by Purim. We're holding Gimel Amid Beis, last two lines at the bottom of Gimel, last two words I should say at the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis say, Lamer Yishuv and Levi, Lod va'ono v'geach ha'rashim, makovas chomim Moshe Yishuv ben Nun. These cities, Lod, Od, and Ono, I'm sorry, and Geach ha'rashim were walled from time to Yishuv ben Nun. Rashi fills us in that we're going to see in a moment that these cities actually fell down a couple of times and have new looking walls. So Yeshua Malevi had to teach us that they were indeed walled for a very long time. So they are Makafus Choma, you know, Yeshua Ben Nun, Havu. Says in Orav, Honey, Yeshua Ben Nun, these were built in the times of Yeshua, Baha Alpha Al Ben Nun. They were built by someone called Alpha Al. Dixiv, it says in Divrei HaYamim, this when it's going through Chronicles of what had happened, Uvnei Alpha Al, the sons of Alpha Al were Avraham, Misham, Veshemer, Hu Bana Es Ono Ve'es Lot, Ubeno Seho. He built these cities, Ono, Lud, and the outskirts of those cities, right? Alpha Al built them, his children, Aver, Umisham, Vashemer, and he built these cities. So the Gemara is asking Kasha, what do you mean Yeshua built them? He built them. So the Gemara, L'tameich, according to your thinking, to take from the Sukkim of who built things, Asa Benoni, Asa is the person who built them, right? Now, Asa is also in Divrei Yamim, but obviously a different person, so later on. So what happened? Dixi, Vayiven, right, the pasuk says there's a little bit of a girsa change here. I'll read the pasuk from the side. Vayivin Ari Mitzura beYehuda. He built about Asa. He built these cities in Yehuda. Ki shakta aretz ve'in imam mechama b'shanim ha'ela ki aniach lo el shem lo. Right, says he built these cities. There weren't any war then. But even so we have a bit of discrepancy here. Who built these cities? Amar Rav Elazar, Hanu mekavas chomim Yisrael Yeshua b'nun havu. They were indeed walled in times of Yeshua. Charev v'mei Pilegesh b'giva. They had been destroyed in the episode of Pilegesh b'giva. The reminder, Pilegesh Shegiva happened in the area of Binyamin's land. A woman was defiled and ended up dying from that. And one thing led to another. Essentially, the man was outraged at what had happened to her, sent pieces of the body out all over to the Jewish people, and they reacted by essentially wiping out the tribe of Binyamin, a tremendous tragedy. But amongst that, Gemara is saying that what happened was these cities were destroyed. So they were destroyed then. So Asa Elpaal came Benoni and he built them up. Hadar Inpo, they fell down again. The Gemara here doesn't elaborate why, but they fell down again. Asa Shipsinu. Asa came along and built them up again. Shipsinu probably is related to probably the modern Hebrew word Shiputzim is probably related to that, meaning that to mechazik them, to strengthen them, refurbish the cities. Economic see if this makes sense in the pasuk because it says Vayomer LeYehuda Nivne Es Arim Ha'Elim Nichlad the Arim Havu. The pasuk says that he said to Yehuda, "Let's build these cities." So they're already cities. And Nichlad, that implies that they were already cities that needed rebuilding. How do you have that? Must be they were cities that fell down. Meikar Nichlad the Arim Havu Meikar. They were cities from the beginning. Shema Mina. That tells you that's true. Vamer Yishuv and Levi Noshim Mechayavus and Mikra Megillah. Women are Chayav and Mikra Megillah. Now, over Sha'af Hein Hayub Osones, the Gemara says, they were also included in that miracle. So Rashi says over here, them being included in the miracle means that they also had the Gezerah to be killed like everybody else. Tosus here learns, it seems to learn differently, that it means that a nace happens through a woman, just like by Hanukkah it happened through Yehudis, that's why Imam Rechai, by Pesach, it was Schus of Tzidkonius, Shavosi Ador. It deals with this, the understanding of Pshat. And fine, that's what it goes through over here. There's an earlier Tosafot here that also talks about that women being chayav mikra megillah doesn't mean they're just the same chayav as men. They can't ever moti other women, but you wouldn't have a situation where a woman can moti a man, at least not according to Tosafot. So that's what you could give us, Gemara. The women are chayav just like men. V'amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Purim shechalios b'Shabbos, Purim that comes out on Shabbos, sholem v'dorshim yinon shel yom. You ask any darshan about the Purim day on Shabbos. Now that seems obvious. My era of Purim. What are you telling me about Purim? I feel like Yontiv Nami. We know about any Yontiv that's true. The Tanya Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael Shir Sholem V'Darshan Binyan Shal Yom Lechos Pesach Pesach Lechos Atzeres Batzeres. Moshe was misaking for the Jewish people that they should look into the halachas in Yonim of the holidays. Pesach on Pesach. Atzeres means Shavuos on Shavuos. Chag is Sukkos on Sukkos. So what do you mean Purim? Say Purim, it's tichale. Purim is a chiddush in the Talmi. Ma'od the tema. What would you have thought? Nigzar mishum de Rabba. I would have thought to make a gezera based on the svar of Rabba. Rabba, we know, asered reading the Megillah itself on Shabbos. Why did asered give the Megillah on Shabbos? Because maybe you're going to carry it in Rishus Rabba and Dalat Amos. So we would have thought the same over here that the drasha shouldn't be on Shabbos either. Kamash Malan, Kamash Malan, not so. A person has to read the Megillah at night, repeat it the next page. Pasuk over here is darshaned in the Mizmor Lamatzech Aliyas HaShachar, that whole Mizmor is about Esther, according to Gemara and Yuma. So we're saying that it implies that the calling out happens day at night, right? Savramina, they thought that this meant a Mikriya Belelia, to read it at night, v'lemisna masisin didah, the imam, and then to learn the Mishnayos in the day. Amaluhu Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Didi mifreshali minei the Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba." It was explained to me this from Yechiya bar Abba. Going to Amri Inchi, it's like people say ever parsha sadah ve'asnia. I will go over this parsha and repeat it. Doesn't mean to learn Mishnayos about a parsha. Doesn't make any sense. Clear that means to repeat it. Itmar Nami was also said in a way that makes it more clear. Amri Rabbi Chelvo, Amri Ula Bira. Kayv Adam Likos and Megillah Balailu Ishnosa Bayom. A person has to read the Megillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shnemer Lamani Zamer Chakovud Vloidom Hashem Lakaili Lamodek. Or that my covenant means my neshama will sing to you and not be silent. Shem, my God, I will forever thank you. So over here, Rashi has an interesting pshat. Rashi says Zamer Chakovud Yom. That's during the day. Vloidom Balailu won't be silent. That means at night. The whole pasuk here, B'mizmor Arim Chashem Kidi Sonim Mizmor Chof. In the Sikta, the Medrash is Darshan Diva Mordechai and Esther, Haman Achashverosh in the Megillah. The Megillah is the Shevach. The Megillah is that Shevach that we're giving. And we're fires in the name of Hashem, and everybody praises Hashem because of that. So that's what Zamir Chukovud, to give the Shevach. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll continue tomorrow.